This is True Crime Psychology and Personality, where we discuss the pathology behind some of the most horrific crimes and those who committed them from a scientifically informed perspective.
I'm Dr. Todd Grande. I have a PhD in counselor education and supervision, and I'm a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Dr. Todd Grande, that's my YouTube channel.
Today's question is, can I analyze the case of Patricia Cornwall, who is also known as Delta Karen? Patricia Cornwall was born in California in 1970. In the early 1990s, she was a cheerleader for the Raiders. This is back when they were in Los Angeles. At one point, she worked as an actress who went by the name Patty Brayton. She was featured in an episode of Baywatch and an episode of Married with Children. Both episodes aired in 1996. Sometime around 2009, Patricia started working as a real estate agent in Los Angeles. In July of 2020, Patricia allegedly attacked her mother and her stepfather. A civil harassment restraining order alleged that Patricia claimed to be the real mother of the couple's 14-year-old twins. Her stepfather indicated that Patricia engaged in a variety of behaviors when he refused to reveal the location of her mother, including punching and kicking him, pulling his hair, pounding his head into the floor, jumping on him, and threatening to kill him. It sounds as though the mother was hiding somewhere from Patricia, and the stepfather just would not reveal the location. So that's when this activity allegedly occurred. Her stepfather accused Patricia of being delusional and said that she had been involuntarily committed due to mental health concerns on two or three prior occasions. The restraining order was dropped after all of the parties failed to show up in court. On December 11, 2020, Patricia was arrested for DUI in Los Angeles. She pleaded no contest to having a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. In May of 2020, she was sentenced to 36 months of probation, 100 hours of community service, and a three-month alcohol and drug education counseling program, which is designed for first offenders. On November 10, 2021, Patricia crashed her Nissan into a tree at 3:18 a.m. in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. She was arrested for DUI and allegedly tried to attack first responders at the scene. This takes us to December 23, 2021. Patricia Cornwall was a passenger on Delta Airlines Flight 2790, which was traveling from Tampa, Florida to Atlanta, Georgia. This flight takes about an hour. According to the FBI and video that was recorded in the aircraft, here's what happened. After using the restroom in the rear of the aircraft, Patricia was returning to her seat when she encountered a flight attendant blocking the aisle with a beverage cart. Patricia asked the flight attendant to help her find her seat. So it sounds like she was kind of saying, "Get out of my way, I want to sit down." The flight attendant told her to find an open seat until they were done serving the beverages. This is not an unusual request under these circumstances. Patricia responded by saying, "What am I, Rosa Parks?" referring to the civil rights icon who refused to give up her seat on a bus in Alabama in 1955. An 80-year-old man sitting in seat 37C said something to the effect that Patricia isn't black, this isn't Alabama, and this isn't a bus. So he kind of injected himself into the conversation there.
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
He told Patricia to sit down, Karen, which prompted her to use an expletive. The pair started going back and forth, arguing. The flight attendant told Patricia to put her mask on. Patricia expressed frustration that the man wasn't wearing a mask. The man responded by referring to Patricia using a derogatory term. Patricia then punched the man in the head with a closed fist before spitting in his face. The man said that this was assault and that she was going to jail. One flight attendant pulls Patricia toward the back of the plane as another one pushes her with the beverage cart. They were just trying to get her away from the man in the seat. All the while she is still arguing with the man, she repeatedly orders him to put his blank mask on. It appears as though the passengers then stood up and pulled Patricia to the back of the aircraft. After the plane landed, Patricia was taken into custody and charged with assault, a federal Class A misdemeanor. She remained in custody until December 27, when she was released on an unsecured $20,000 bond. She is not allowed to use alcohol or drugs. She's banned from flying, except for her flight home to Los Angeles and her flights back and forth to Georgia for court appearances. This is based on the condition that she takes her anxiety medication prior to flying. Now moving to my analysis. When watching the video of the incident, it appears as though both Patricia and the man in the seat were immature and behaving badly. Neither one wanted to back down, and both of them delivered non-flattering performances. Patricia took things too far by striking him, but engaging her in the first place with negative comments was unnecessary and unwise, given how people are already on edge when flying these days. What was the man hoping to achieve? There have been a number of these in-flight bad behavior incidents. There's no sense provoking people to create more. Some people have objected to the man's use of the term Karen, because that term is usually reserved for situations involving a difference in race. But Patricia did introduce race when she mentioned Rosa Parks. When looking at Patricia's history, it appears as though she has been having a rough time for the last few years. She was arrested twice for DUI. She allegedly attacked first responders. Her stepfather said that she had been placed on a 5150 hold on more than one occasion, which is a temporary involuntary mental health commitment in California. And of course, she was arrested for assault on that Delta flight. Some have suggested that she has fallen from grace, tumbled off of a high pedestal. Patricia was featured on one episode of Baywatch and Married with Children. Her resume is not exactly on par with somebody like Meryl Streep, but I can appreciate what people are saying. Patricia seemed to be highly functional, and now she may be struggling a bit. Perhaps Patricia really didn't have the success in her career that she wanted, like things didn't work out as expected. A Baywatch episode walk-on role is typically not considered an ideal pinnacle of one's acting career. I think for most actors, it would be considered the low point. Even if Patricia had some tough times, her behavior on the Delta flight doesn't really make any sense. She gets into an argument with a flight attendant for no good reason. Then, when a third party jumps into the argument, she vigorously engages him and ends up striking him. It was almost like she was just looking for someone to fight. If Patricia is this easily aggravated and this easily motivated to violence, she is at a high risk of engaging in additional confrontations. When looking at the stressors that can lead to angry and violent responses, a beverage cart in the aisle of an airplane doesn't even make the list as a weak stimulus. It's frightening to think what Patricia would do if Delta Airlines lost her luggage or made her miss a connecting flight. They would have to call out a SWAT team to contain all of the expletives and punching behavior. One of the areas that is so fascinating with these incidents on airplanes is how people like Patricia don't appear to understand that they are trapped on a plane. They're going to get caught for any crime that is committed. It's almost 100% guaranteed. I say almost because technically the plane could crash before the person is arrested. But that is also considered a less than ideal outcome. So there's really a 100% chance of a negative outcome. In addition to all the downsides of getting arrested, poor behavior on an airplane means that the arrest will often take place somewhere other than where the person lives. This means traveling for a trial and other inconveniences. On top of the legal and travel problems, any bad behavior on an airplane is bound to be captured on video, usually by several different people, only adding to the embarrassment value of the arrest. Technically, it also adds to the entertainment value of the arrest, but not to the person being arrested. Whatever Patricia has accomplished in her life, whatever she hopes to accomplish, it has all been reduced to Delta Karen. The only way to escape this is to do something even more ridiculous and dangerous and dig a deeper hole. There is no quantity of good deeds sufficient to reverse a Delta Karen name assignment. Delta's motto may be keep climbing, but in order for this incident to be forgotten, Patricia is going to have to keep digging. I suppose one could argue, however, Patricia's early career did indicate a desire to be featured on video. Perhaps she always wanted to be the star, and she has finally achieved that goal.
This has been True Crime Psychology and Personality from Ars Longa Media. This content is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.